This is Dr. M continuing for patient. Last name is S-C-H-A-F-F. Again, S-C-H-A-F-F. First name is C-A-M-E-N. Date of visit is October 12, 2022. Next we have a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2004, a patient ran into a fuel tanker. First up, a patient tells me that ran into a fuel tanker and hit his head. First up, hit the front of the head. First up, he immediately fell to the ground. First up, he had a loss of consciousness. First up, he lost consciousness for about 20 minutes. First up, a patient went to the clinic. First up, a patient had stitches on top of the head. First up, a patient had 9 stitches. First up, a patient woke up with a severe headache. First up, a patient was confused and disoriented after this. First up, a patient since then has significant headaches. First up, next paragraph. Since the incidence, a patient has significant headaches. First up, patient has short-term span memory problems. First up, patient has lost track of focus. First up, patient has lost track of conversation. First up, patient is not able to focus well. First up, patient has cognitive problems. First up, his memory become very poor. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Veteran Affair. First up, patient is working for the education in the Veteran Affair. First up, patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to do his task because of the memory loss. First up, patient has concentration problem at work. First up, patient is not able to focus well on his work. First up, patient has short attention span at work. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2004, a patient ran into a fuel tanker. First up, it hit his head. First up, he completely lost consciousness for about 20 minutes and fell to the ground. First up, a patient woke up confused and disoriented. First up, a patient had 9 stitches on the forehead. First up, since then have significant short-term memory deficits. First up, patient short-term memory span problems. First up, patient's difficulty to focus. First up, a patient have cognitive deficits. First up, he also have occasional headaches. It is my opinion that he sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, the loss of consciousness, fell to the ground, severe headaches, stitches on the head, cognitive problems, poor memory, attention difficulties, focus difficulties, these are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this must have been the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-Z. First name is Richard. The date of visit is October 12th, 2022. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me in 1989, a patient was on board on the USS Eisenhower. First up, a patient was in a Navy ship. First up, a patient was going up on a stairwell. First up, as he was running up the stairwell, he hit the hedge. He hit the hatch, H-A-T-C-H, the door hatch, first up. The door hatch was closed, first up. He hit the hatch on top of his head, first up. A patient had confusion and disorientation. First up, a patient had severe headache. First up, a patient has bleeding on the scalp. First up, a patient tells me that he has 6 stitches. First up, a patient was put to the sick bay. First up, a patient was seeing stars. First up, a patient was confused for the rest of the day. First up, his headache was severe. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, a patient has a severe headache. So first up, a patient has headaches on almost daily basis. The first up, a patient tells me that his memory is not as good as previously. First up, a patient has difficulty to concentrate at work. First up, a patient needs to take ibuprofen a lot. First up, a patient tells me to have some kidney problems. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working as HVAC technician installer. First up, a patient tells me that his injury, including his headaches, affected his job. First up, a patient tells me he needs to call in for sick a lot. First up, he's feeling tired. He got fired because of him calling in sick too much. First up, a patient has difficulty to focus at work. First up, a patient has difficulty to concentrate at work. First up, a patient next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 1989, coma patient was on board on the USS Eisenhower. First up, patient was going up a stairwell. Coma, he hit the hatch. He hit the door hatch. First up, the door hatch was closed. First up, he hit the top of the head. First up, he had profuse bleeding. Profuse bleeding on his head. The first step, patient needed 6 stitches on top of the head. The first step, since then, the patient has severe headaches. The first step, patient has a confusion, disorientation when he hit the head. The first step, since then, he has a lot of headaches. The first step, difficulty to concentrate. The first step, difficulty to work at work. The first step, difficulty to focus. The first step, it is my opinion that the head injury, comma, followed by confusion, disorientation, comma, and the bleeding scalp, comma, and the 6 stitches, comma, these is a traumatic brain injury. First up, the confusion, disorientation, are common as the result of the traumatic brain injury. It is also affecting him to work now. First up, he is an HVAC installer. First up, it is affecting him to work his job because of his symptoms. So first up, next row, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is a CHO. First name is Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-M. A date of visit is October 13, 2022. Next, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that in 2014, a patient involved in a motor vehicle accident. Patient tells me in 2003. A patient was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in a Humvee. Flipped over in 2003. First up, he was in Iraq. First up, a patient was a passenger. First up, a patient tells me that his helmet came off. His head hit the metal part in the truck. First up, patient had loss of consciousness. Patient does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. However, when he woke up, he was confused and disoriented. Patient was seeing stars when he woke up. His helmet fell off. He was hurting throughout his head. Patient was having head pain for the rest of the day. Patient was confused and disoriented for the rest of the day. Patient was in 2014, diagnosed of traumatic brain injury at the VA hospital in New York, according to the patient. Since the incident, patient has a severe headache. Patient has confusion and disorientation. Patient had dizziness. Patient has sleep issues. Patient has insomnia. Patient has lethargy. Patient has mind racing thoughts. Patient has sound sensitivity. Patient also has irritability. Patient has concentration difficulty. Patient has brain fog. A patient currently is an attorney for Google. Patient tells me that his headaches and his symptoms are affecting to do his job. His headaches are decreasing his concentration. Patient has brain fog. Patient has a loss of energy. Patient has dizziness. Patient has difficulty to articulate his words. Decreased articulation in his words. Patient need to take breaks a lot for the headaches. Patient has lethargy at work. Is affecting his work performance. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient has a motor vehicle accident in which his Humvee flipped over. Helmet came off and he hit the head against the metal parts in the truck. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. He doesn't know how long he was out of consciousness. However, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. Patient was seeing stars. Since then, he has significant headache. He has brain fog. He has decrease in concentration. He has chronic dizziness. Difficulty to articulate words. Patient has a lethargy. It is my opinion that the head injury, resulted in loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness, articulation, word problems, lethargy, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the identification.